Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I just can't with this election. It's still going. Would you like to take a survey? I started the show this way. The Animaniacs, they had it right. What year do you think that was? 1998?
Yeah.
Something like that?
95 to 98, somewhere around there.
I'll say 97. Because I was still watching cartoons, and that would have been a little old for me.
I wonder if but the Animaniacs were...
They were funny, though.
They were... If you were little and watching the Animaniacs, they weren't as entertaining. It was a little... It was so fast-paced, it was a little above the, you know, slapstick stuff. Sometimes.
Not always. Yeah, it was smart slapstick.
Polymarket tweeted out at 12:03 today. Polymarket is... according to their X profile, trade, politics, news, culture, and tech. Get live, unbiased 2024 election forecasts. This is where people, as I understand it, bet on what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is put your money where your mouth is. And I'm going to give you the results here of what they have. As of noon today, in six swing states, the percent chance of Donald Trump or Kamala Harris winning. So hold on, put a pin in that. Joe Biden voted today. Did you know that?
Yes.
Did he know that?
No.
No. Joe Biden voted today. Do you think he voted for Kamala?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I don't think he did.
No? Who do you think he voted for?
Leave it blank. Write himself in.
He could have wrote himself in. He could have voted for Jill Stein.
Would you blame him for writing himself in?
No.
I would not vote for her on principle. I mean, if the rumors weren't out there as much about... The word that people keep using is acrimony. Have you heard the word acrimony used in the sense of the
like
relationship?
Holy acrimony?
That's matrimony.
This is like holy acrimony.
Okay.
Holy bitterness or ill feeling.
Wow.
That's
acrimony is great.
Yeah, that's a good word for it. Acrimonious. Haven't you ever been on the same side of like a greater issue, a greater picture as somebody else, but you can't stand that person? Like,
yes.
I mean, maybe it's like us here at work. Or
I can't say here. That would ruin it.
I think about church. If you've ever served Brad in church leadership, you've probably witnessed people within the church who believe the same things. They're going to be in heaven together one day, and they can't stand each other.
It's funny. That's where my mind went to.
Because
people do things, and you're like, that's bad. And you're like, but I believe in a greater purpose and a greater God than this particular thing. So I'll... We'll keep moving forward.
You try to act in a Christian loving, humble way.
Yeah. Not with acrimony.
Is exactly. Isn't that what you would expect of the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris camp? Like that there would be such a inner emotional disdain. I tell my kids this all the time, and I tell them this. I learned this when I became a parent. about children, and by learning it in that role, I learned it about myself, which is always kind of interesting when you start looking at the psychology of humans, because you're trying to get a message through one way or the other to your child. But that all of your emotions are valid. How anything makes you feel is how it makes you feel. You do not get to say, I am going to be happy about this and I am not mad about it anymore. You can say that out loud or to yourself frequently until you start to kind of buy into it, but you don't have the ability to just turn a dial on your heartstrings and make yourself feel a certain way. But you do have the ability to control how you react to how you feel things. And that's what I'm always telling my kids. Like, if you're in a situation where you are really frustrated with something that's going on, if you're struggling in a class, if your spelling words are really challenging you or whatever, and it's making you really frustrated and angry inside, that's an okay thing. That's an okay reaction. That's an understandable reaction, that you just are frustrated that you can't get these spelling words right. But the question that you do have control over is, okay, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, maybe a little sad or disappointed about it. What am I going to do about it? That's where you get to have a little bit of say in what happens next. And I look at Joe Biden in this instance, and I think to myself, he has to be absolutely broken and hurt over what the Democrat Party did to him. There's no way that you could be in his position and be told, we don't want you anymore, and we're going to remove you. I mean, that's the Nancy Pelosi had to do the hard job there and convince him that he needed to step down before the alternative happened. And that would be so heartbreaking. Kamala Harris has done nothing in her presidential campaign to ease people's minds that, like, Joe Biden just really wanted to do this. And Joe Biden is great. But we just, the party thought, you know what, we should move forward. And this was Joe's idea. That's never been even a blink of the moment that we've been watching in this history story that's being laid out in front of us. He's got to be absolutely devastated over this.
It's just amazing that everybody knows all of these things.
And of course they do.
And nobody will publicly say it. But the entire, I'm not going to say nation, I'm going to say world. The whole world knows that that happened. And yet the people closest to it are like, no, it, I don't even know what you're talking about. Not only did it not happen,
yeah,
but I don't even know the context with which you're speaking.
Do you remember leading up to it, Nancy Pelosi's responses? Somebody was interviewing her and Joe Biden was like, no, I'm in this to win it. I'm staying in. I'm not going anywhere. And like, what do you think he's going to do? Well, we're going to give him time to make the right decision. And she just kept saying that over and over and over. And he had been on record multiple times saying, I'm in it. I'm staying in. I'm not going anywhere. And she just kept saying, we're going to give him time to make the right decision. And that, now looking back on it, you know, there are people that thought this at the time, but looking back on it, that was most definitely a threat. I'm going to give you time to make the right decision. It's like a mom telling a child.
Yeah, with their head turned to the side, looking out of the side, and we got one eyebrow up, like, I'm going to give you time to make the right decision. And the kid's like, I'm scared, Mom. That's not my personal experience.
Clearly.
That, like, happened today. No, it didn't.
The fact that we're still living in that alternate reality, and they're still pushing it. I mean, the Democrat presidential nominee is still saying, when pushed, Joe Biden is fine. Well, why did he exit the race? Because he's so fine. Like, he's so doing so well that he decided to exit the race. That doesn't make any sense, Kamala. Well, you know what else doesn't make any sense? Donald Trump. Like, there's no logic to the answers to these questions. And yet they just keep getting repeated over and over and over.
She's, I was thinking about this today. Are we going to connect with him?
Yes.
He's
messaged me.
Well, I wanted to talk about it. I'm going to put a pin in this, too. We've got the Poly Market, 6 swing states that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And I want to get back to Kamala Harris, too, because this election, the stakes couldn't be higher. But it seems as though the message is pretty clear from voters. And the number one question has to be, which is what we're asking on a YouTube live poll, chat poll today, is, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Let's ask our guests that. Steve Moore joins us once again, distinguished fellow in economics and heritage at the Heritage Foundation. He's a Trump economic advisor as well. And you got to check out his new book out, The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. Steve, we are very close to the possibility that this could come to fruition. We appreciate you being with us here today.
Well, good afternoon, Annie, and great to be with you. By the way, I was there at Madison Square Garden yesterday.
Really?
With the president, and it was amazing. It was an incredible, I mean, it was very inspiring, let's put it like that. I've never, and by the way, I've got to tell you that, you know, from Trump Tower down Fifth Avenue all the way to Madison Square Garden, the crowds were like, it was like the you know, America just won World War II. I mean, I've never seen so many crowds in my life. I mean, and it was an amazing experience. Everybody from Elon Musk to the pro wrestler and it was just well done. And people are so, I've never seen so much excitement before in my life, especially for a politician.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking America probably is thinking they're about to stop World War III. That's what they're doing out on the streets, getting ready to elect Donald Trump. You know, I don't hear Kamala Harris advocating. She's acknowledged the price of groceries is high, but she keeps talking to us about basically Donald Trump is a fascist, comparing him to Hitler and so on and so forth. I hear Donald Trump talking about prices that Americans can't afford right now and talking about the actual understanding of what it's like to live in America today. What do you think about the two messages of these camps?
Well, I think, first of all, it's pretty obvious Kamala is really playing.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bad 3 weeks. You know, she was, remember, at first she was Mother Teresa. Remember, she could do no wrong. And I've never seen it. By the way, I'm walking down the Sixth Avenue right now. So if you hear
we're good.
Not noise in the background. That's why it is. But anyway, I was going to say that I think that Trump is on his game. He really he really is on his game right now. His speech was fantastic. It was inspiring. People are tired of the name-calling and stuff. He just said, look, I'm the one to get it done because I've done it before. And, you know, you said it in one of his first lines is, are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
Yes.
Which is exactly what Ronald Reagan said in 1980 when he ran against Jimmy Carter. And I think, you know, I'm looking at the betting market. Just a week ago, Trump was at 52% of chance of winning. Now he's at 63%. So I think the momentum has shifted, and it's looking good right now. But I want to assure your listeners, this is not done. This is going to be a fierce fight to the finish, and people have to get out to vote early if they can, because, you know, if you vote early, your chance of being voted, you know, your chance of actually being counted is 100%. If you wait till Election Day, a lot of people end up not showing up.
Yep.
So, you know, and this is the election of our lifetime. It really is.
I completely agree. And there's still work to be done, and there's not much time left. Pretty soon we'll be done with all the commercials and everything. But the case, right. There's still an opportunity to make the case to your friends, to your families. Your book is The Trump Economic Miracle and the Plan to Unleash Prosperity Again. You talked about this last week, but this is a really good way to strip out all the noise and get down to the economics of the matter, which is what most people are worried about right now as a top issue. How quickly do you believe that on Election Day, if we find out that Donald Trump wins, if we find out quickly that he wins, how quickly will that understanding of his presidency being imminent, being inaugurated in January, will we see some economic relief as voters and Americans?
I think there will be a boom if he wins. I really do, because I think we'll just take such corrective actions right at the beginning. Look, this is a great American. This is a great America. We've got the best businesses, the best innovators, the best, inventions. And there's all we need to do is just get the government the hell out of the way. That's all it takes. We don't need these politicians, overseeing everything our businesses do and regulating them and taxing them to death. So to answer your question is, I think it's going to be, give us about 3 to 6 months. And I think we'll have the economy really, really booming again, like it did when Trump. People forget. Remember, before COVID hit, the economy was. Remember that it was absolutely booming.
Yes. I would say on the show when that was happening, and I'm an idiot for having said it, I feel like I summoned the pandemic. I'm like, what could possibly happen to screw up Donald Trump's?
That's the way I felt, too.
Yeah. And then here we are.
It's going to happen, and who would have ever thought it would have been a pandemic? So, and so that's really great. I love his idea about, now he's even talking about, let's maybe eliminate the income tax. I've worked on that for 30 years. Let's have a consumption tax, not an income tax. It would make our economy as strong as any economy in the world. And he's a big thinker, Donald Trump. Now, some of this stuff we're not going to be able to get on, but I just love the fact that even on the tariffs, he's taking a lot of grief from some of my friends. And I'm a free market guy. I'm a free trade guy. But if you use tariffs as a negotiating tool,
yes,
to get other countries to do things that are in our interest, that makes sense.
It does.
Makes sense to me, and I'm a free trade guy.
Well, we are so close to having a culmination of this long, long election, and Steve, you've been such a great guide and expert with us along the way. Thank you for your time today. We'll let you get back to it. We will talk to you again soon. Steve Moore, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, well, don't forget, by the way, that one of the most inspiring speakers, I forgot to say this, was Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. And he said something I've been saying. He said we could probably cut $1 or $2 trillion out of the budget.
Yes.
Just get rid of the inefficiency and the redundancy and the fraud and abuse. And so I love it. I'm excited, as you can tell. And I can't wait till I just want it to be over.
Yeah. That is the most bipartisan thing that has been said on this show, Steve. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank
Have
you so much.
Bye.
You as well. Bye-bye. Steve Moore, who is a very, very well-experienced economic expert, a distinguished fellow at Heritage Foundation, and a Donald Trump economic advisor. Wonderful to be able to have weekly conversations with him. His schedule is always so busy and packed, and he makes room for you guys, and I'm so grateful for that each and every time. We're going to speak with Congressman Mike Boss. When we come back, we spoke to Missouri's Secretary of State in the 12 o'clock hour, asked a lot of questions, got a lot of answers, and a lot of great advice from Jay Ashcroft in a couple of segments in the noon hour. So if you missed that and you're a Missouri voter, you got to check it out on the Andy Fry Show podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. I think Ryan's uploading that stuff right now. And then you can also go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel and rewatch that conversation right there. You can also vote in today's YouTube live chat poll. And as Steve Moore mentioned, this is the question, the lead thing that Donald Trump said at his Madison Square Garden rally this weekend. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Yes or no? We'll be right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.